From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. An upset Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu summoned the U.S. ambassador to talk about the U.S. abstention in a U.N. Security Council resolution opposing Jewish settlements. After the U.N. vote, Mr. Netanyahu spoke to reporters.
Over decades, American administrations and Israeli governments have disagreed about settlements. But we agreed that the Security Council was not the place to resolve this issue. We knew that going there would make negotiations harder and drive peace further away. And as I told John Kerry on Thursday, friends don't take friends to the Security Council.
Friday's resolution calls on Israel to immediately and completely cease all settlement activities in the occupied Palestinian territory, and that includes East Jerusalem. It says settlements there have no legal validity. Russian officials declared today a national day of mourning and said they are investigating every possible cause, including a terror attack, for the crash of a Russian military passenger plane that apparently killed all 92 people on board. Russian military says dozens of singers from the internationally acclaimed Alexandrov Ensemble, the official choir of the Russian armed forces, were on board. The plane was en route from Sochi, Russia, to Syria when it crashed into the Black Sea early on Sunday. Dozens of civilians have been killed in the Democratic Republic of Congo's North Kivu province. Hutu civilians were killed by suspected Nande militiamen in an apparent revenge attack. Hundreds of civilians have been killed in raids on villages since October of 2014. This is VOA News.